Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for MRAP. I've got a very specific question to ask you, but before I go there, let me give you a quick history of where we've come from, and that will help set up the question that I have, which is about where we should go. So it goes something like this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. First of all, there's this back passage thing. So I started this idea to sort of get you feeling of what's happening and of how we produce MRAP and the people behind the show. And I launched it just as we started to get busy with really expanding the show and then EMA. And I haven't been doing these back passages. So this is the first of me getting my act together and actually doing them. So the quick history of MRAP, just to put us in perspective before I ask this question, is MRAP started in 2001. And it really came out of me wanting to do an audio program because I was an anxious doc, right? So when I was seeing patients full time, I'd be really anxious that I was going to screw it up because I didn't know enough. And the only way I knew to get better at that, to dispel some of that anxiety, was to learn a topic really well. And the way I would learn a topic really well is to read everything about it that I could and then be able to present it well to the residents. And then I would feel better. Well, next time when I see a patient with pneumonia, I've read everything and I've presented it, so I should be better. And actually, that works pretty well. So if you're like me, if you're one of those sort of anxious docs who's really worried about hurting people and not knowing enough, then just embrace it and turn that anxiety into something positive. So that's sort of where MRAP grew out of. And initially, it was just me doing some presentations. Then I started to capture some grand rounds, then some national lectures, and then we started to do in-studio presentations, and it started to grow from there. And those first few years, it was only one CD. It was 70 minutes long. Today, it's about 8 hours long, which is both good and bad, right? So now we have MRAP, which is, you know, Rob and Swami that are steering the ship. Everything is new and cutting edge and keeping you up to date with a rapidly changing field, right? So that's the MRAP show. And then we have C3 with Jess and Stuart, and they're putting together approaches to common presentations. We've been doing that for nearly 2 years. We haven't even scratched the surface, but it's really useful for practitioners of all age groups. We thought initially sort of students and residents, but we found out that everybody really likes that approach. Like, how do you look after atrial fibrillation? How do you diagnose pneumonia? And what do you do? So that's been going really well. And then just this month, we added Emergency Medical Abstracts, that huge database, the Rick and Jerry show, where they go over, now it's Jan and Raman or Jan and Billy, going over 30 papers a month so you don't have to, scouring the best of the emergency medicine literature, doing summaries on it, and then putting it in a database that you can search. Plus, we've got all these rants by Rick and Jerry and Ken Milman. It's really come together really well. And then we've got the MRAP HD with these high-end procedure videos and quick in, quick out, how do I do an LP, and really high-end stuff. And then we're doing our live show. So it's really sort of fleshed out quite nicely, right? So a couple of things that come from that. Some people say, I can't get through all of this, what do I do? And I say, pick and choose. If you can't get through it all, then pick and choose. Look at some of the summaries, read the PDFs, because they're a lot quicker to get through than listening to the audio. There's ways to get through all the content very quickly if you don't want to listen to it. Other people have long commutes and say, you could make it 400 hours a month, and I still couldn't get enough, all right? So I do suggest you try and get through it all every month, because if you do that, over time you become spectacularly smart in a passive manner, and there's nothing better than that. We're feeding it to you, and we're feeding it to you every month, and we're cross-referencing it, so over time you can't help but get smarter, and that's the beauty of this program. Which brings us to where we are today. So we've just put a huge effort into bringing on EMA. We're about to put a huge effort into upgrading the apps with search. Yes, I hear you. Everybody wants search on the app. We're going to be upgrading the app substantially. We're going to be bringing in videos to that app. We're going to be fixing the website. There's a lot we're going to do. But in addition to that kind of stuff, what else would you like us to do? The team is taking a bit of a breather, but we're about to get busy again to create a whole bunch of new content. What do you want that content to be? What could we add to MRAP that would be useful to you, the practitioner? You pay for this program. We're not the most expensive program. We're not the cheapest program. We want to be the best program. We want to provide you with everything you need, sort of from cradle to grave in your emergency medicine career. So you tell us, what would you prioritize MRAP to create next for you, the practicing clinician, of all different levels? Let us know in the comments section, or I send out an email, which you should have gotten. You can do it on SurveyMonkey. But please let us know. We're planning right now. We've got a big retreat coming in a week or so, and out of that is going to come our plans for the next 12 months. And I really want to use that data to help shape what we're going to do. Because I got an idea of what we should be doing, but I want to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thanks for listening. Thanks for what you do. I spend, it seems now, more time coming to the emergency department with friends and relatives and seeing you do what you do than actually doing it myself. And I got to tell you, what you do Have I said it enough over the last 17 years? What you do fundamentally matters, and we want to help you with that. Tell us how we can do more for you.